morning, y'all, and I hope all my pollies are doing wonderful this morning. Today is July 16th, and it's 0900 on the tick. This is Miss Cheryl Lynn here with your South Pole Daily Announcements. Due to the number of abnormal injuries from last month's knitting, stitching, and gossiping, this week's meeting has been canceled. I think we all know who we have to thank for that one, don't we, Gladys? Next month's meeting will be up for debate during the Activities Manager's next review. Ice Picks volleyball tryouts will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. this coming Saturday in the Big Gym. Coach Glenn asks that everybody please keep in mind no scouting the talent this season and absolutely no betting on the games will be tolerated. A friendly reminder that attempting to stream Netflix shows while the Lifeline satellites are above, especially Bridgerton, is against station policy. We'll all get season 2 during the first cargo trip run of the summer season and watch at the same time. But I'ma warn y'all now, any of you start talking about spoilers you've read online, especially about my sweet Eloise, and I'ma hunt you down and jerk a knot in that tail so hard your own toilet seat won't recognize you no more. Don't make me lose my religion now. Come and get it, y'all. Lunch Lady Alice. Okay, Lunch Lady Alice has been asked to prepare tonight for dinner her famous nachos with special Wisconsin State Prize-winning melted cheese. Dinner will start at 1800 tonight. She promises a large enough batch to make sure people get thirds and even fourths this year. Now people, we only get these one time a year. Let's remember, we are all civilized and not push, punch, or kick while in line. Unless someone is running their mouths with spoilers about Eloise, then you go for the throat. Watching you, Gladys. Now, a word from our station and area manager, Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Lawrence Wainwright. Friends, workers, and scientists, we are well into the latter half of the winter austral season, and we could not be prouder at how everybody has been weathering the proverbial storm. I know that the extended cold and darkness can present feelings and emotions in particular people, which is why we encourage you who need to visit Dr. Brimmer and take advantage of his specific crafts. There has been an uptick in reports around animosity, confrontations, minor verbal altercations, and the occasional fisticuffs, even more than just those hockey brother hooligans. Even more confusing, given the guardian we were all assigned, not by myself or my request, but the head of NSF when they hired Deputy Marshal Marlowe to provide peace and order to the station. Wonderful job indeed. You know, I may have to read the news, but I ain't have to be a parrot for acting all ugly. I'll just paraphrase what Dr. Wainwright meant to say. We're like an extended family down here. We holler, we can dust up, maybe squabble and throw the occasional haymaker, but we also need to make sure we're here for one another. Okay, well, y'all heard enough out of this old chatterbox this morning. So there you go. You take care now, my pollies. Keep an eye on one another and help out, not punch out. You have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you.
Hello, McMurdo Lighthouse Station, Special Deputy Culligan speaking.
Bill, it's Bass.
Hey, boss. How are things down in the freezer?
Boring. It's nothing like being back in the States when you're buried in new assignments and running down fugitives. I'm keeping myself busy with paperwork and this new investigation of the crash.
Shoot, sorry to hear that. But hey, trust me, you get used to it. So, tell me, what warrants the call this morning?
I'm putting together my summer requisition list to have ready to send up when the supply lines reopen. Also looking at provisions for each of the U.S. stations, seeing if there's anything listed that we may want to horse trade back and forth. Head our operations lead contact yours in Mudtown and Palmer. Looking through the list of winter items.
Surprised you don't have your boy Reno doing this horse trading back and forth. That guy could trade eyes to Inuits and get back some change.
Oh, trust me, he's working other angles. See, you got a larger than normal shipment of canned fruit, including cantaloupe, pineapple, pears, and my favorite, watermelon.
Whoa, that's a big no-can-do, Bass. You know the fruit down here is more precious than gold. I mean, yeah, we have it, but not sure if you'd have anything that we'd want to rival it.
Okay. We'll put that on the back burner. Looks like you get an abnormal amount of cold weather equipment just before winter started. Coats, hats, boots, pants. I don't see who requisitioned it, though.
Yeah. Oh, I remember hearing something about that. Some scrub and OPP, they sent us 300 sets of cool gear. We just got the upgrades the year before. We were just going to ship them back in the summer, but do you think you want them?
Yeah, possibly. The stuff most people have down here is on the south side of old. Might be just the thing to perk up spirits. I see a few other things on the list here. Deep cycle batteries. Ooh, a pizza oven. Ooh, that would be good for movie nights. A few other things as well. I tell you what. I'll have our Mr. Kelly coordinate with your operations person and have them iron out the trades. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds good, boss. Up here, settling gets a little easier.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. Talk soon. That makes us here in Amundsen Scott, Palmer, and now McMurdo, all who receive large volumes of mysterious items that nobody can account for. I'm willing to bet if McMurdo's cold weather gear and Palmer's stove wood chips were to be searched, those same canisters of drugs would be discovered. All right, so what's your plan then? Well, can't really do anything till October when the supply routes start going. I was told both Palmer and McMurdo get supply with cargo from icebreaker cargo ships as well as planes once summer restarts. I'm worried we may not have enough time. Palmer gets supplied by a ship called the Lawrence M. Gold. The first officer of the maritime crew and I go way back. I can ask her if she can give us a heads up on the loading and unloading if you want. I may take you up on that. At the moment, the number of people who are aware we caught wind of this drug operation are only about a dozen, you and I included. I want to make sure I don't do anything to louse this up and bring somebody in who may be connected. How well do you know this XO? Yeah. I slept with her for about 3 years while we were married. You were married? Hey, come on, Beth. We all make mistakes, right? She and I, we kept in touch. My pops loved her more than they ever loved me, that's for sure. She still calls him Dad. Her mom's, yeah. She thought Jesus brought me into her life, and she still blames her for the split-up. Tries to call me every Sunday still. That woman loved my cooking.
What's up, Chief? You need me?
Damn it! No, Jesus. Please go help Keenan finish up with the inventory. And if you smell anything around him that smells like old socks and wood chips burning, you let me know. Gotta remember to keep him and Patrick separated. Yeah, honor thy chief and fear his boot up your ass.
Yeah, I can help you out. No problem.
Sorry, Lord. I hope you found that funny. Anyway. Damn, where was I? The part where you never mentioned to your best friend that you had been married. Man, you make this a thing, ain't you? It was... Damn, Lord, man, it was like 3 lifetimes ago. I was young, man. Dumb and full of... Well, you get it. Anyway, yeah, I got married. Because I thought that's what was supposed to happen. Not because I wanted it to happen. Oh, man, look. All mushy my stuff. I don't like this.
Look, I'll tell you more about it some other time. Meanwhile, you want me to call her or what?
Damn right we're getting back to that. For now, let's just make sure she'll take your call if things get hectic. Let her know that, new deputy marshal that got assigned is digging around and trying to learn the landscape. Zeke, I am not asking you to lie to your ex. Just foot in the door kind of stuff.
Yeah, I feel you.
Probably get one of those two shipments sent down here under false pretenses. We get whoever's attention is to handle the drug shipments, may even reveal themselves by trying to interject. If we tried to move both, no, that would tip them off that we're onto them. They'd panic, go to ground, and we'd lose any chance to...
Deputy Marshal Marlow speaking.
Deputy, we need you down in medical. We've had an incident.
Heading over now.
I'll catch up with you later, okay, Zeke?
I'll start making the calls on Lolo. See what I can find out for you.
Married. You're married? Let it go.
Recording stopped.
It's not my fault that Bobby Boucher over here can't react fast enough to a spike. That he isn't the athlete that I am.
You see right there? He uses terms nobody under 35 understands. Nobody can understand a single thing he says. Nobody gets your lingo, Valium. Join us in this century or admit it's time to go to pasture.
I was humping and bumping when you were still in the baby bayou womb, kid. I had it then, I have it now, and I'm not the one who's gonna go get a boo-boo and then whine about
it. Okay. What is it this time, gentlemen? Work, women, bicep size, or general lack of social appropriateness?
Okay, not
this sneaky
my
old
fault,
gator
Marshall.
About to get the swamp smack.
This bozo.
Okay, enough. Now, one at a time. Mr. Thibodeau, what happened?
It was morning. This morning. The local volleyball coach wanted men to try out for his ice picks team. Of course, Landry leads men into danger, into action. Why not lead them to victory on the court? So, I try out. A formality for sure.
Uh-huh. So you were trying out?
Oh, not just trying. Doing. Monsieur Glenn sees Landry's toned muscles, ripped abs, and absolutely perfectly styled hair. How could he not? The light above, hitting the sweat glistening off my shoulders.
Yeah, here in reality, we call that a flop sweat.
Enough, Mr. Ferguson, you'll get your turn. Please continue.
Anyway, the other players, they are scientists. A few of the, how do you say, DeWalt's also try to make the team. They are thinkers, not athletes. Older, their body is soft and doughy like the, Pillsbury Doughboy over there. The day goes in the favor of Landry. As we play matches against one another that morning, I see mon amour, mon cœur, mon Catherine. She comes into the gym to watch, to see her man, Landry, win this competition of manhood.
Catherine. Her first name is Catherine, and she isn't even into you. Her panties only get steamy for this guy.
You really are dumber than you look.
I'm smart enough not to stop a ball with my face. I guess you're used to balls in your face, eh, Gasan?
I will end you,
old
man.
You want to go?
Gentlemen,
you want to go?
All right, enough. Mr. Ferguson, go into Dr. Ambrose's office and wait for me. Now, make any comment on your way, and I will lock you up for disorderly.
You see what I deal with? Landry is a patient man, Mr. Marlowe. But with that baboon, he is gonna get hurt.
Just continue with what happened, please.
So, with Mon Catherine there to support, I know I can't lose. I would kill for her. I would die for her. Either way, what bliss. One by one, I demonstrate how I am the best man to lead the Ice Picks volleyball team into the fire.
We typically don't have fire in volleyball, Mr. Thibodeau. How about you tell me what led you and Mr. Ferguson to fight?
Oh. There was just one more opponent. One more challenger for me to beat. To prove there was no one better. Nobody more manly. More Landry than Landry. To be team leader. El Capitan.
And that opponent was Mr. Ferguson, yes?
The Baboon, oui. We each choose a partner, and then the match. It begins. Best of 3 points. I score the first. His tired and feeble body not able to keep up with all this. The next point, he tipped the ball while the coach was not looking. Was 4 touches, and he scores. Of course with cheating. The next point would say who is leader. Old Moldy Bread Man or Landry Thibodeau? We serve. They return. We block the first spike. They return. We are much younger. The sweat that pours from the heads and bodies. It was a lot. They were tired. There is another serve. Again, they try to spike, but they can't get past Landry's reflexes. I am like a jaguar, a true jungle cat. I look over to Mon Catherine. She smiles and blows me a kiss. Time slows. Our eyes lock, and her love makes me feel warm down inside my...
Okay, I get it, I get it, I get it. Just tell me what happened next.
That is when the baboon spiked the ball at my face. Winning the game. Cheating. Making me look like a fool in front of my lady friend.
It sounds to me like you were distracted by Dr. Timps. You got hit in the face with the volleyball that Mr. Ferguson spiked. Fairly.
Well, if you want to be simple in explaining, okay, sure. But that man, that talking ape, cheated.
Okay. I'm going to go talk with him now. You stay here, you cool down, and let Doc Ambrose tend to that cut.
Landry don't need no help. Landry don't need no doctor. Landry's mom said Landry is special.
Mr. Ferguson, after speaking with the Jaguar in there, and recalling our discussion on the side of Mount Markham after the crash, and your confession about lying to a federal agent in the past, I recommend you keep it short, sweet, and honest. How about you tell me what happened from your perspective?
Psh! Dude thinks he's this hot half-French lover who's like the first dude to ever do anything noteworthy on this station? Shit! I see young punks like this all the time. Has no respect for those that come before them or the shit that we've been through. It's all about them.
Okay, I meant during the ice pick tryouts, Mr. Ferguson.
Well, that's part of the larger issue he has there, boss. But yeah, okay. Here's how it went. So I'm there, representing the fire crew.
Fire crew!
You got all these beakers who can't serve for shit. Fuck, half the time they can't even get the ball to the net. Then you got your Dexters. Don't even get me started there. Pencil pushing weenies. So that leaves the fire crew.
Fire crew!
And select the waltz. So just like last year and the year before that, I bring it. I'm in it to win it, baby. Then here comes Swampy Steve. Dude, what was the name? You know, boss, you know that WWF wrestling dude from the 90s? You know, hey Chico, hey yo, that guy. He reminds me of that dude, but more like a weasel.
I didn't really follow wrestling, no.
Anywho, so I'm killing it, as always. Showing up these chumps with the big pythons here. I advanced to the final knockout elimination to see who's gonna be the team captain. Leader of the pack. Me, a fucking Pepe Le Pew over there. Mano y mano. We face each other down. And here comes Dr. Timms into the gym. She's watching the tryouts, no doubt getting more fertile just watching how I move and groove.
Okay, let's focus here, Mr. Ferguson, all right?
All right, right. Okay, well, she blows this kiss. And I can see that that's all I need. I fucking like a god launch up out of the air like Aquaman out of the fucking ocean. and I fly into the air, and I smack the shit out of that ball. I mean, I hit Wilson so hard into Dirty Landry's face. Booyah! Point scored. I'm top dog, and he's, you know, that little golden doodle thing from Frenchie Land, bitchin' fries. You know, they don't like freedom over there.
Okay, come with me.
You got it, boss.
Gentlemen, I've taken both of your statements. It's my professional opinion as a U.S. Deputy Marshal that you are both Class A morons. This entire thing is all about which one of you is more masculine than the other. And fellas, this is that toxic masculinity thing they talk about that makes the rest of us look bad. So, I'm going to put this to bed right now. Mr. Ferguson, you are no longer fire chief on the station. That is Mr. Thibodeau. You left that position to head back to the world. Yes, things went sideways, but that doesn't change the fact the position went to Mr. Thibodeau. You need to respect that.
Thank you there, mon ami.
And Mr. Thibodeau, you got distracted during the tryouts. Mr. Ferguson won. Sportsmanship notwithstanding, it was by the rules and legit. He's team leader on the court. And as for the fire crew...
Fire crew!
You and I have some shared heritage. I remember my grandma would say, if you don't respect the rule, you're gonna get burned.
Suppose.
Now, as far as Dr. Timms is concerned, I can't speak for her, what her feelings are. I suggest that one, if not both of you, chat with her to get this cleared up. That said, gentlemen, this, whatever this cockfighting game you boys have going on between you, stops. Now, here. Are we clear?
I hear you.
Savvy?
Yep.
Fantastic. Doctor, I leave these two gentlemen in your capable hands. Well, if it isn't the Kansas City law, Bass.
Hey, Sid. How you doing?
Fine. I was just heading down to the infirmary. I heard Popeye and Bluto got into it again.
Yeah, I just come from there myself. I got them settled down and hopefully to some sort of resolution. What the hell happens around here in the winter, Sid?
Truthfully, it's not all that unusual. This is the most remote part of the planet. It's easier to get people to and from the International Space Station this half of the year than it is to Amazon Scott. Oh, they have their events, their classes, their dances, and distractions. People are funny. You get enough of them in a stressful state with very little outlets, there is bound to be a flare-up or two.
I get flare-ups, Sydney, but recently the flares have turned to bonfires.
I get the impression you've seen a thing or two in your day, Bass. The hostility and brutality that man can visit upon man.
You would be right there, yeah.
Now, consider down here. Some pushing, some shoving. Somebody takes a sports ball to the face. Verbal arguments. Not counting our two favorite hockey twins. There has only been one punch thrown this season. I'd call that a win.
How can you excuse it? We had a knitting circle knockout. There was a science monitoring pushing fest. We had people grappling in the galley. And last week, damn near had a brawl during the beer tasting. Bratwurst Brawl 2022.
I'm not excusing it, Bass. I understand it. That's part of the reason I'm here. Why there have been other doctors before me during the winter months. To act as that pressure valve for people's emotions. Why do you think we're having nachos tonight?
How exactly are nachos going to calm everybody down?
That's right, I keep on forgetting. Tell me, was there ever food you had as a kid or an adult where even just the thought of it made you happy? A real comfort food?
Yeah. My mom's Christmas mashed potatoes and mushroom gravy. I remember the warmest feeling sitting at the table and eating. And yeah, no matter what the problems were, they all just went away for an hour or so while I sat there and ate those potatoes.
Exactly.
Don't ask me how Lunch Lady Alice does it or what it is she does to the meat and cheese, but you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody on this station who doesn't dream about those nachos.
I promise you, Deputy, tonight will be one of the calmest nights the station has since the season started. It will help morale and give us some time to get people to deal better with their anxiety. And their animosity, too.
This was your idea, the nachos?
Well, not just mine. It was Thomas that came up with the idea. He's a smart kid. So, about the two in the sick bay. You think I still need to see the volleyball boys, or is it settled?
They've quieted down for now. Will it last? We'll see about that. Listen, I gotta get ready for an interview, Sid, but we still on for tomorrow? My shingle is always out. Stop on in and we'll keep on chatting where we last left off. And hey, do me a favor.
What's that?
Stop calming down these angry situations. You'll put me out of a job.
Right.
It's funny.
But then again, I'm not saying I'm anything close to being an authority on the topic. So, can you help clarify what took you aboard the plane that morning?
Happy to. So normally any pre-flight checks are conducted by the pilot, him, her, or themselves, as well as the senior systems maintenance and diagnostic specialist. Acts as a check and balance just in case one set of eyes misses something, the other should pick up on it. Senior specialist is Marco Green, but the night before they said he had caught the stomach bug or something. He was sick that morning. So as a backup, I was called in.
So Zeke called you in around 0500?
No. He would, Miss June, as I remembered, asked me to head down to PAX to clear your flight out. I suited up and started the checklist around 5:45 that morning. But hey, just remember, like I told you the first time, that the ejector indication system for the bottle was cleared by both Taggart and myself.
Like I said, not looking to place any blame or accuse anybody of anything. All I'm doing now is making sure I have and understand all the facts. So, your primary role is still logistics and operations?
Right. We calculate the current consumption rate of consumables and various supplies, make sure we're on track not to run out of anything over the winter, gauge the need to ration, if any, and estimate the overages we may be facing. It's mostly number crunching analytics forecasting.
Interesting. So based on the first interview, after completing the pre-flight check, you signed off on Taggart's check, him on yours. Nothing stood out? Nothing new you recall since the first interview?
No, nothing comes to mind at the moment.
Then you went down to Logistics Arch to update winter stores for an hour or so.
Correct.
You and Renee Kellogg?
Yeah.
You two, together the whole time?
Yeah. I mean, you know, bathroom break notwithstanding, yeah. I think I stepped out for maybe 10 minutes.
Down the arches, they still have the one bathroom in the power arch?
Yeah, that's right. We always petition the plumbers to whip up another, so at least we have two down here, but guess what? They never went for it.
Guess that means you really need to take time out when you need to go. Avoid any accidents, huh?
It doesn't take that long to get used to. It just keeps you better managing your trips to the commode. Not like it is up here in Hill Station, where you have bathrooms in every part.
Later on in the day?
Let's see. Came up here to help with diagnostics on a meteorology system in the science lab. Had lunch around 1 p.m. I believe the news of your plane's disappearance first came out around 1:30, I want to say. I was walking between the station and Ice Cube Lab to help out with the calibration of some of the new DOMs we received. First heard about the disappearance at 2 p.m. when somebody radioed the news over to us. Yeah, you can imagine the dinner was kind of somber that evening, Deputy. There was something scheduled lodged in, but it got canceled, I think. A lot of us just hung outside the ops center hoping for news.
Okay. How about anybody acting off or out of sorts that evening and the next day?
I'd say that would be everybody, Deputy Marshal. Everybody was upset about you and Traeger and Fred and Dr. Timms. Hell, even Josh. I don't think anybody was themselves over those next few days.
But no one thing stands out?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay, I think I'm good for now, Mr. Wolford. I'll keep chatting with people. We'll come back if anything new pops up. I want to thank you for coming in.
Not a problem at all. Thank you, Deputy.
He is clearly hiding something, Diane. I won't say he's outright lying. Not yet, anyway. It may be nervousness over the pre-check flight he performed. Maybe guilt about the crash. Could just be defensive. But what is clear is he is absolutely holding back and not telling me everything. Mr. Wilford is now officially a person of interest. Pause interviews.
Can wait, and it's always going to be here when you get back. Seriously, sweetie, you will not believe these nachos. Beck before I became more comfortable, I'd only come out in public like this a few times over winter. These nachos, they were one of the reasons.
And I don't doubt that. I just like making sure you know me. All my ducks got to be in a row before I end the day or for chow time.
I know. And if necessary, I could bring you in some from the galley. But I think after that first bite, you'll come around.
Look, I'm like, I'm around 15 minutes away from a stopping point, okay? That's only, hold on, where is, that's only 5 minutes after they start serving. I'm fairly sure I'll get there in time.
Okay, Mr. Workaholic. I'm gonna head down and get in line, so I'm gonna have your plate ready by the time you get there. Do not work too long, please.
Seriously, 15 minutes. I'll be done very soon.
Thank you. I'll see you down there.
Deputy Marshal Marlowe speaking, and if this is about the nachos, I already know.
Deputy Nacho? Oh, no, I don't like that at all. I think I'll stick with Marshmallow. Hello, Deputy Marshmallow.
So, did you do it? You killed Chuck? That was you, wasn't it?
Oh, right out of the gate. You honestly think that I cared enough to...
No lies, no stories. Just tell me that it was you so that when I see you next and put a bullet into the void where your heart should be, I will know it was justice served, not just vengeance.
Not to deflate your plans, Marshmallow, but no, I didn't kill your precious Charlie Daddy.
Watch your tongue, you murdering whore! You lost the right to ever speak his name, so why'd you do it? Because he knew about Atlas, because of my placement down here. Every day, Jocelyn, every day I get one step closer to what Atlas is, and trust me, when I find out...
Oi, wanker. I didn't murder your father-in-law. If I wanted him dead and killed him, don't you think I would have been bragging about it before now?
Who knows how that diseased brain of yours works? This has all been some sort of sick game of yours since we first met. You attacked a team of U.S. Marshals.
And I brag about that all the time. You sorry sots were so easy to ambush. Took the toy out of your own pram, didn't I?
You couldn't just be content with killing him. What was Janet, just collateral damage?
Marlowe, I didn't kill him.
You lie!
He wasn't worth the bullet. He was a feeble old man who was being put out to pasture. Oh, how I wanted him to suffer, Marshmallow. I wanted him to deteriorate away, fade into nothingness, so that his legacy would be forgotten in a few years. That would have been better than any revenge I could afford him. To watch him slowly suffer day after day.
Careful,
after
Jocelyn.
Day.
It almost sounds like you're having feelings for him again.
At least I had feelings enough to show up for the funeral service. You even managed to louse that up, didn't you? Donkey brains.
Jocelyn, I promise you this right here, right now. The next time you see me, you will see the barrel of my Glock first. Oh, you'll have a gun in your hand. I'll afford you every chance you never afforded others. And when it's all said and done, when you're on your back where you always did your best work, bleeding out, darkness filling your eyes, I'll be standing above you to make sure I get you that one-way ticket to hell you deserve for Chuck and Janet's good name.
Very scary. Bravo, Marshmallow. Seriously, you made my sphincter pucker up with fear. I'm all a quiver. I thought your Yank and Indian movies weren't good for anything, but they gave you the worst intimidation lines. You have some big things heading your way. Atlas, that's only the tip of the iceberg. You put yourself on the game board, you twat. Now, in for a penny and all that? Best thing for me, I'll get to watch it all happen.
One round, one shot, 5.5 pounds of pressure on the trigger. The last thing you'll hear is the echo of blood and your heartbeat stopping in your ears.
Satellite connection lost. Satellite connection.
We got her! Trace went through. You kept her on long enough.
Where is she?
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Wellington, New Zealand. She's calling from an antique store called Memory Lane. It's on Tinakori Road in downtown.
Memory Lane. That's her. One of the things she used to taunt me with when we'd spar. She'd love to take me down Memory Lane. But I still don't get the uh-oh part. What's that?
Deputy Marshal, it's one block down from the same Chinese embassy?
Where Mr. Nichols was sending the encrypted data breaches? That bitch. I hope these nachos are as good as everyone says.
You ever have a recurring dream where, like, Harriet Tubman breaks in your home and eats all your mayonnaise? I used to think she was mean. Now I think she really just despises a dry sandwich.
Okay. I don't know where to begin or how to respond to that.
These nachos are better than what everybody says. I'm hoping the seconds are even better than the first. I can't believe I've never had these.
Well, how could you? She only makes them one time a year. For all the winter people. It's a special treat.
Oh my god. Second time around is even better.
Like last night, huh?
And I thought you were the shy type.
Hey, guys, how's everybody?
Doing great, Mr. Kelly, like more than great. Pretty darn great. Greatest great. You guys really have good nachos.
Right?
Yeah.
Lunch lady, Alice, lunch lady Alice has been making these for like years. Everybody loves them. Even old grumpy Larry, and he hates everything.
Oh. Call me a fickle pickle. But this batch just isn't doing. Oh. Is that napkin dispenser always been that shiny?
It's shiny, all right. I have got to get this recipe.
Good luck with that. She's from my home state, and we don't give out our recipes all... What's the saying? Nilly-nilly?
No, that's nilly-chilly. Nilly-furtado. No, man. Frittatas would go so well with nilly-chillies.
Oh. Chili Willy, right, the penguin. This cute little hat. It was a great cartoon on Woody Woodpecker. Pecker.
What?
Pecker.
No. No, sweetheart. I'm talking
it's
about...
A pecker. Oh, penguin Pecker.
No, the nachos. The nachos.
All right, right.
Is the recipe. Hold on. I'll get the phrase. Mm-hmm. Give me a second.
Okay. One.
Or a minute.
Two.
Willy-nilly. She won't give out the recipe. Willy-nilly. Wait. What the fuck is Chili Willy?
Kendra said, I swear. Yeah.
Well, now I love seeing everybody being giddy and enjoying my cooking.
Miss Alice. Oh, hold on. I have to, Whoa, oops. Please join us.
Whoa there, Deputy Marshal. No. You just go ahead and sit right back down there, mister. Although I do enjoy seeing some of those old world manners around here for once, that's for sure. Miss Alice, please, please sit down. He's gonna keep standing there until you do. Those manners of his. Such a tall, strapping, manly man. Plus, have you seen his forearms? They're like... forearms. Oh, fur cute. Yes, dear. Yes, he's got those manly shoulders for sure. Oh, well, you know, after cooking all day, I guess I could take a load off these old dogs here and sit for a spell. Okay, I'm just gonna sneak right past you there. Now, how are you kids all doing today? Enjoying the Owatonna, Minnesota nachos?
Oh, Miss Alice, your Minnesota Owatonna nachos. I gotta tell you, you know, I think I've been eating nachos for like... how old am I? Like 50 years now. And I've never enjoyed a nacho like this. I don't think I've enjoyed anything. Well, almost anything.
Thanks, honey.
but you gotta tell me, what is in the family recipe? I'll keep a secret.
I know, right? This is the best food down here. Like, everything. Everything is chicken. Except for this, which is like the opposite of chicken. It's this. If chicken were hell, this is heaven.
Chickens, yeah. Right. The fusion of the meat and the cheese and the chips is cosmic. And the beans. These are awesome beans, you know. All right, my fell snackers. I'm take these back in a Patrick bag and hit the berth and go chill with some Floyd. It's some Dark Side of the Moon time. Buenos nachos, bro, chachos. I'm so funny.
He is funny.
Oh, Miss Alice, I have to tell you, the cheese, I can't describe it right now, but if I could bathe in it, I would. I mean, do we have a big enough tub of cheese?
David Copperfield don't go telling us how he makes a moose disappear there, Deputy.
Moose.
But I can tell you this much. The cheese is an award-winning infused brand that I picked up and had flown down here all the way from Madison, Wisconsin. Those Packer fans sure know how to make some great cheese there, don't you know? Patrick told me about this little place his cousin Jimmy owns. And they make all sorts of special treats, like Rice Krispies and brownies and gummies. But their specialty is infused dairy items. So Patrick said I should get the cheese made with the Oddkush indica leaves. And he said it comes in a can of bis and that they infuse that into the cheese right up there in Oshkosh.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. What? What was that name again?
Oddkush indica. They use a whole cannabis spice. Patrick's cousin Jimmy said it will rock the socks off the old linoleum floors, don't you know?
Oddkush indica. OG Kush, like the letter O and then the letter G.
Well, as much as you travel, for sure you'd have seen it before, Deputy Marshal.
Oh, yeah. We're very familiar with it.
And with how much everybody's had the grumpy grumps around here lately, well, this is always the perfect time to break these little devils out. It makes everybody relax and enjoy the quiet now.
You know, Miss Alice, I mean, this recipe for these nachos, this should be in a contest. No. You know what it should be? It should be like a nacho competition. Or at minimum, at least state's evidence. They are so good.
Oh, well, now I know you already have the best gal, but you're getting an old smooch on the cheek for that one, mister.
Oh. Don't be jealous.
Oh, posh, that's enough from the rest of you there. Now, anybody want to take some home with them?
Yeah, right here.
All right.
Yes!
Yeah.
Well, that's what I like to see now. No food going to waste around here. The good book says it's a sin, don't you know?
Is that... Oh my gosh, somebody call the news. I see a smirk on Deputy Marshal Bass Marlowe's face. You never smile in public. What's the joke, sweetie?
I'm smiling. It's nothing. These things really are so good, though. You gonna finish those, Mr. Kelly?
No. I'm so full and just feel like taking a nap. Here, you can have them. Oops. Napkin dispenser thingies in the way. I'll pass these on the left-hand side.
This is Brian Bradley. Thank you for listening to our show. We are commercial-free and able to do so thanks to our amazing sponsors. You can help support 90 Degrees by visiting our Patreon page. Go to 90degreespodcast.com. That's the number 90 and degrees podcast, all one word, .com. You'll find a direct link to our Patreon page where you can make a monthly pledge and get shirts, buttons, stickers, or even a shout out as an honorary station poli. Speaking of, we'd like to send a special shout out to the following polis: Nick Wolf, Ernest A. Polron, and Padma Numi. Thank you for your sponsorship. It helps and supports us in so many ways.
This has been 90 Degrees South. On behalf of the cast and crew, I'd like to thank you for listening. If you liked the episode and are enjoying the series, please remember to give us a like, a share, a tweet, send a raven, or review on iTunes, Audioboom, or your favorite podcast site. It helps us to get the word out and keeps the cold at bay. Until next time.
This has been a BMB production.